heard recently how Miss O'Leary was doing with her Irish fruitcake. And now we're going to stop in on poor Miss Hooligan and find out how she's coming along with her recipe. For 4 years, she's had a terrible problem. As I sat at my windy one evening, the letterman brought unto me a little gilt-edged invitation, saying, won't you come over to tea? Sure, I know that the Hooligan sent it, so he went just for old friendship's sake. And the first thing they gave me to tackle was the slice of Miss Hooligan's cake.
There were plums and prunes and cherries, and citrons and raisins and cinnamon too. There were nutmegs, cloves and berries, and the crust it was nailed on with glue. There were caraway seeds in abundance, sure would build up a fine stomach ache. You would kill a man twice after eating a slice of Miss Hooligan's Christmas cake.
Miss Daly fell down in hysterics, and there she did wriggle and shake.